This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump, accompanied by the First Lady, visited shooting victims in hospitals in the states of Ohio and Texas Wednesday. However, the president stayed away from the sites of the mass attacks, an entertainment district in Dayton, Ohio, and a Walmart in El Paso, where separate lone gunmen had killed 31 people and injured dozens more. In Ohio, the president visited with victims and first responders at the Miami Valley Hospital. Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown said he and Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley asked Trump during his stop to request that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell bring lawmakers back to consider a gun purchase background check bill already passed by the House of Representatives.
I have seen no action yet. I mean, McConnell's got to break his addiction to drug company money. And to break his addiction to gun lobby money, and he hasn't seemed to even take a step in that direction.
At University Medical Center in El Paso, the president and first lady visited with first responders, hospital staff, victims, and their families, according to the White House. In a speech in Iowa, former Vice President Joe Biden, the leading Democratic candidate trying to challenge Trump in next year's election, said the president had, quote, fanned the flames of white supremacy in this nation, unquote. Canadian police said Wednesday they found two bodies they believe are teenage boys charged with killing a university lecturer and suspected in the murders of two tourists in British Columbia. Assistant Commissioner Jane McClatchy with the Manitoba Royal Canadian Mounted Police said on Canadian television police are confident about the identities of the bodies. The two young men were charged with killing three people, including an American woman and her Australian boyfriend. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States is still hoping to hold another round of nuclear talks with North Korea, despite that country's recent missile tests. He said the U.S. is closely watching the North Koreans, but that planning is continuing for a new round of negotiations.
We are planning for negotiations in a couple of weeks, and we anticipate the two teams getting back together. We hope that they can achieve this, not just for the United States and North Korea, but for the entire world.
Pompeo pointed out that the recent tests were short-range missiles, but that North Korea was testing long-range rockets and nuclear weapons when President Donald Trump came into office. Afghan officials said Wednesday a massive car bomb exploded near a police compound in the capital city, Kabul, killing at least 14 people and causing extensive damage to nearby buildings. AP's Karen Chamas reports the blast also injured 145 people, including 92 civilians.
The blast rocked most of Kabul only a day after a U.S. envoy and the Taliban reported progress in their talks on negotiating an end to the nearly 18-year war in Afghanistan. The Taliban bomber detonated his explosive-packed car at a security checkpoint outside the police headquarters in a minority Shiite neighborhood in western Kabul. A large plume of smoke rose during morning rush hour. Some nearby buildings were left in rubble. Shopkeepers later swept up broken glass. Civilian Mohammed Qasim said he was taken by surprise. I was having breakfast in a restaurant when the explosion happened, he said. Broken glass poured over us and we rushed into the street, he continued. The attack took place as many Kabul residents were busy preparing for the Muslim holiday Eid al-Adha, which begins on Sunday. I'm Karen Chamas.
President Donald Trump's administration has ordered two U.S. government agencies to freeze billions of dollars of congressionally approved funding for foreign aid pending the agency's review. The Office of Management and Budget ordered the State Department and the U.S. Agency for International Development to account for unobligated resources of foreign aid and to stop spending funds that have not been officially designated for certain purposes. OMB identified 10 areas to be subjected to the freeze, including international health, narcotics, and peacekeeping initiatives, as well as development assistance. Critics of the order, which was delivered in a letter to the agencies last weekend, estimate the move will prevent them from spending between $2 and $4 billion. The funds under scrutiny cover fiscal years 2018 and 2019 and would expire by September 30th if not spent. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
VOA. Begin broadcast from VOA 1.